collaborative,
part of the community.
The next idea.
When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
A mentally disabled old man's house is falling apart. The house he's lived in pretty much all of his life. His extended family cares for him as best they can, but nobody's got the thousands of dollars needed to repair Uncle Oscar's house so he can continue living in his safe, familiar environment. So the family tried crowdfunding to raise some money, and that blew up in their faces. They were accused of being scammers, of neglecting Uncle Oscar. That public outrage deeply touched our latest contributor to The Next Idea. Amy Caherl is the founder of Detroit Soup, a nonprofit that uses community dinners to raise money to support creative projects all around the city. Amy, what was it about that story of Uncle Oscar and the crowdfunding campaign for his decaying house that really hit you so hard?
Well, I think it just was another example of people trying to do good. And I think living in a community and a culture that asks a lot of questions about validity, about are we trustworthy? Do I trust you? Do I know you? How do I know you're not going to go do something crazy with this dollars? And we've heard stories like that. But I think more often we need to keep hearing stories about people doing what they said they were going to do with the things that they want to do to make something better.
And you've been running Detroit Soup for more than 5 years. You have been featured in the national press, in videos that have been shown at the White House, on Delta flights. Tell us how Detroit Soup works.
Sure. It's a micro-granting dinner that funds creative projects in the city. So you can come with a suggested donation of $5. You get a potluck-style meal and a vote. And what you're voting on are four creative projects that are looking to make the city better. So they have 4 minutes to share their ideas, 4 questions back from the diners, and then the diners have a chance to share their resources, connect with each other, and then also in a very democratic style, vote on what project they think should win the money from the door. And we've raised over $100,000 with this model, but the money is usually the least interesting thing that happens at the soup. It's really about that connectivity and the human engagement.
But the funding issue is a big one. It's certainly
right.
Something we saw in this story about this old man's house where the suspicion immediately
Absolutely.
Was raised up. And are you seeing that too?
I think through soup, it brings down those barriers, but as a group like myself that's starting to try to start a nonprofit, that in itself is like, we can't get funding either. I feel like soup fits a gap. It fits a need in the community for small funding without a lot of barriers to entry. There's no forms you have to fill out that says what's your financial outlook looking, what's your 5-year goals, none of that. It's just more of like, what's your idea and how can we support you in that?
And what have been the biggest frustrations for you for your group Soup, as well as for all of these little nonprofit startups that are coming in looking for a few dollars?
I think long-term sustainable funding. I think sometimes our communities are about like large one-time competition style gifts. Now, granted, I understand that soup is almost a competition, but those who are presenting at the soup are presenting to 150 strangers who have resources and connections. Sometimes you don't need the money. Sometimes you need some physical gift or whatnot. But I think for the smaller startups, I've watched 4 friends leave this year because there is no sustainable funding out there. There are no grantors that are looking long term. They're looking for programs that can work. And then hopefully you can connect with other funders out there. And I don't know if that's the best way.
Tell us more about why they left.
Literally, 3 people left two people left the state and 1 person shut down their nonprofit because a lack of sustainable funding, long-term sustainable funding for employees. There are a lot of project-based grants out there, but you oftentimes can't do the projects without the employees. Mm-hmm. And now, granted, like, I don't have a master's degree in nonprofit management. My degree is in theology. I have a lot to learn. I know there's programs out there, but there isn't the same kind of pipeline support to start a nonprofit like there are in starting a small business, even though oftentimes they function in a similar way.
How would you describe the ecosystem, the infrastructure for these small nonprofits in Detroit?
I think there's like a clog in the system. I feel like if this is like a river, there's a huge dam and only a few who are strong enough to swim by. I mean, I went through major burnout last year. Like, there is no pretending that I didn't. And I feel like I survived because I took a 3-month long break. I rallied around. I think there's a sense of shame around like being a nonprofit leader as well. I think there's the idea that you apply for all these grants, you try to like go out there, you put yourself out there, you put your mission out there, and when you don't get them, that's like a lot about affecting like, well, what did we do wrong? And there's no follow up, there's no feedback. And I don't want to. I think the foundations are doing a lot of things right. Mm-hmm. I think that there's just things about our nonprofit system that feels like you have to be like one of those army guys that are like kind of crawling through the system trying to figure it out without getting things blown up in your faces. I was in a conversation with an artist last night saying the exact same thing. He said our practice was suffering for all of the grant kind of applications. And he's like, I had someone writing, some like art critic writing our application. We still didn't win. And their work has been seen all over the world. So
we're saying it's good work.
It's good work. It's good work. And I think there's a lot of really awesome people out there who want to help, who want to do something right. I just, you know, for me, I realized it took us 5 years to recognize it's time for us to start our own nonprofit. Even if I would have started year one by like filing all the paperwork, it wouldn't have been about the work. Right? It would have been about my vision for the work rather than the work itself. And so sometimes I think we put...
Aren't they one and the same?
I hope so. But if I would have filed 5 years ago, I don't think we would have the same impact that we have today.
Why is that?
Because I've learned so much. I've grown, I've stumbled, we've failed, we've made a ton of mistakes, but we've learned a lot. And now I feel like we've had amazing opportunities, and that's given us the platform to go, okay, let's do this.
But can you get where people, especially people who have weathered recession,
yeah,
who have seen their mortgages go underwater or their stocks go down, you know, explode.
Totally.
Are leery, they're trying to make it work.
Totally.
Trying to recover. And when you say we've made a lot of mistakes, people could be leery of that, where the big tried and true foundations, well, we know the money will be used right.
Well, the big three made some mistakes, didn't they not? So
they did.
I feel like there's all of us. It's just business. It's just stuff. It's just what we're trying to become as humans. And so I think our community really is about big shiny things. And I think we as humans are a little bit more important than some of these big shiny things. And we have huge barriers to overcome. I mean, we've had 40, 50 years in the city of Detroit without the right kind of support system. Our education system is only at 70% graduation rate. There's still a 40% illiteracy rate. We need to get humans into the present. If we want to be a community that is a global competitor, we all need to be there together.
Now, in your essay for the next idea, you toss out an idea for ways to get more nonprofits connected with potential donors. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, as a theologian, I come back to all these things with questions like, how do we gather together? How do we start talking about the things that have hurt us? Like, how do we expose ourselves to the community? I think one way you could do it, you easily could have an expo where all of us are there together saying, look at all the needs that are in our community. Here are different ways of doing that. I think if like you have a lot of the nonprofits at the same place, one-stop shop, if you will, helps you understand like how you can give, what people need. If you can't give financially, can you give of your time? I think often I get asked a lot about giving. I say, pick something. Pick one thing that you believe in that you hope to see better. A lot of it is that we all need to start working together. And if even as nonprofits start working together, us as the community, we can be doing that as well.
Why is that so important for those personal connections?
Oh, I think that's why you know you can give. You give it without strings attached because you believe in people. You believe in their goodness and you believe in like their ability to do something outside of themselves, just trying to do something that's right, which is often very hard.
What's next for you and for Detroit Soup?
Oh, so we are on our way of becoming our own 501c3. I'm going to London next month and we've helped start soups in 30 different cities in the UK. It's really practicing democracy and giving access and resources to people who actually want them and want to do something good.
And you can learn more by going to DetroitSoup.com. Learn
Absolutely.
All about it. Amy Caharrell is founder of Detroit Soup, and her essay is on the Next Idea page right there at MichiganRadio.org. Amy, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and being with us.
Thanks for having me.